Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. The dumbing down of our future generations is in full swing as more and more left-wing socialist educators are eliminating honors courses for the smartest students we need to rely on for future advancements, all under the phony guise of equity and inclusion, which ironically only ensures that all these students are equally below average. These policies prevent the more intelligent students from excelling and advancing their knowledge. It should come as no shock to anyone or surprise that some people are smarter than others and have a much greater capacity to understand and learn complex topics. These policies only hurt our children. Everyone is not equal in terms of their natural gifts, and to try to forcefully level the playing field to mediocrity is foolishness. It should also be no surprise that many of these idiotic changes are being made in the state of California, which is run by a Democrat supermajority. The Wall Street Journal reported that Culver City High School in California has discontinued its honors classes as they were not attracting enough Black and Latino students. This is complete nonsense and hurts those children who are smarter and can excel in advanced classes. Other school districts, including Santa Monica, Malibu Unified School District, and Patrick Henry High School in California, have also implemented similar changes in their honors programs in an effort to promote greater equity. A group of parents stepped to the podium Tuesday night at a school board meeting in this middle-class Los Angeles area city to push back against a racial equity initiative. They argued that the school should reinstate honors English classes that were eliminated. The district earlier this year replaced the honors classes at Culver City High School with uniform courses that officials say will ensure students of all races receive an equal, rigorous education. These parents disagreed. Culver City is not alone in facing resistance from parents who oppose the removal of honors designations on certain high school courses. Similar pushback has been seen in Wisconsin, Rhode Island, and other parts of California over the past year as schools have taken steps to eliminate or modify their honors programs, as was reported by the Wall Street Journal. School districts that are phasing out honors classes contend that students who do not have access to such classes from an early age can start to view themselves as being in a lower tier, which can lead them to believe that they are not capable of enrolling in advanced classes, such as advanced placement courses that can be beneficial for college admission, the outlet's report noted further. The Education Trust, a nonprofit organization that researches education equity, has found that Black and Latino students are often underrepresented in AP enrollment across many states. This has nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with natural ability, applying oneself to study, and discipline to the curriculum. Of course, none of that takes into account that only certain students will ever legitimately qualify as exceptional and even be able to take higher level courses regardless of their ethnicity. It's like playing a pro sport. If everyone were allowed to play, then there would be no reason to watch because the sport would be substandard and not at all entertaining. Kids who score average in school are not likely to go on to MIT and invent amazing things, but they may become great carpenters, electricians, business owners, plumbers, etc. Our country needs both. And I've got news for everyone. Some people are smarter than others. You can argue all you want, but in the end, we are all not equal in regards to intelligence, emotionally, or physically, and no educational policy can change that. It requires God-given gifts, effort, and discipline. Parents say academic excellence should not be experimented with for the sake of social justice. Quoc Tran, the superintendent of 6,900-student Culver City United School District, told the Wall Street Journal, and he said, it was very jarring when teachers looked at the AP enrollment and realized Black and brown kids were not there. They felt obligated to do something. Well, this is pure idiocy, in my opinion, and the statement itself is racist. In this case, doing something is robbing bright kids of a better future. That's not equity. That's cruelty. The children in these public school districts all have the same opportunities. Some have the gifts to excel. Some have the will, the desire, and the discipline, and some do not. But to punish everyone in the name of diversity and inclusion is just stupidity. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is the Rudick Report.